Malaysian toxicologists have now determined that a chemical weapon was used to assassinate North Korean leader Kim Jong-un's half-brother. He was attacked at a crowded airport in Kuala Lumpur. Margaret Warner has our report.
It's the latest stunning twist in a murder case already brimming with mystery. Malaysian police now say Kim Jong-nam, estranged half-brother of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, was killed by the deadly nerve agent VX. Two female assailants caught on surveillance cameras allegedly rubbed the poison on Kim's face in an airport 2 weeks ago. They're both under arrest, along with several North Koreans living in Malaysia.
The chemical is illegal. It is a chemical weapon. We are investigating how it entered the country.
The discovery of the nerve agent has deepened speculation that the North Korean regime was behind the apparent hit, a charge Pyongyang has denied.
According to the Centers for Disease Control, VX is among the most potent nerve agents in the world. It is odorless and tasteless. Tiny amounts can kill in minutes. Producing it requires sophisticated equipment. Experts say that points to North Korea, which has reportedly stockpiled the chemical.
Jean Lee is the former Pyongyang bureau chief of the Associated Press. She spoke to us via Skype from Seoul.
The other thing, obviously, that it confirms to us, if it is indeed the work of the North Koreans, is that they are making chemical weapons and that they're willing to use them.
Malaysian authorities say they began to suspect VX was used after one of the attackers fell ill. So who was their target? Kim Jong-nam was the eldest son of former North Korean leader Kim Jong-il and once considered his heir apparent. But after he was caught trying to enter Japan illegally in 2001, reportedly to visit Disneyland, he fell out of favor. His half-brother, Kim Jong-un, ascended to power when their father died in 2011. Kim Jong-nam has been living in exile. Jean Lee says North Korea's leader might have seen his half-brother as a threat to his legitimacy.
Or perhaps he was angry that his half-brother had been speaking out against the regime. This, of course, is illegal under North Korean law. And it could have been a strong message that he was sending to North Koreans overseas, including his brother, including defectors.
The younger Kim has purged many relatives within North Korea in the past. He had his uncle executed in 2013. Malaysian officials say they will decontaminate the airport to eliminate any residual trace of the nerve toxin. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Margaret Warner.